You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tonight, all kinds of good stuff. Tune into the Mike Pettine Show right here on ESPN 850, hosted by myself and Ken Carmen. And there's also the Mike Pettine Coaches Show on television tonight at 7:30.
Who's on that?
On News Channel 5 with myself. I'm going to be on the radio with Mike Pettine.
At the same time.
And on TV with Mike Pettine at the same time.
You're a very talented man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You should be appreciated. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Matt.
Push! 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 Yes. Push!
That was really nice.
Thank you, Dino.
I feel so good now. Dino, thank you very much. A man who appreciates the talents of one John Manziel is on the line with us now. Reg in Youngstown. What's up, Reg?
You guys.
What's up?
Hey, nothing to it, fellas. Hey, I was just going to say right quick, guys, you all know I love my Cleveland Browns. I'm always going to be a Brown fan. But, fellas, don't take it wrong. I'm not spending another dollar on gear nor on games until the Browns prove to me that they're going to start winning games, man, and get into a position of playoffs and stuff like that. Because these cats have broke my heart too many times. So, and I hope that other fans feel the same way, because I think if they do, we will get more production out of this team because the front office will do a better job.
You're
going to
take away love and expect more?
Say that again?
You're going to take away something from a team and expect more in return. Apply that in your work life. I'm going to work less and expect more money.
Apply that in your marriage.
It just doesn't make sense.
But I think I can put a lot into it, though.
I understand.
They're the ones who are putting a lot into it. Because
games, and these guys haven't went nowhere. Come on. Since they come back, fellas.
Reg, we know you care. You're still listening and calling in.
You'll wear your Browns gear. We get it, man. You're listening
to our
show.
You got the love. But everybody wants to see them win. Nobody wants to see this team not be successful. I want to see them go out there and do a heck of a lot better than Pete Prisco says they're going to do.
I'm going to do less work and go walk into Kevin Griffin's office and ask for a raise.
It's a good idea. I think that's going
to
work.
I'm going to show up late to this show and then go ask for more money.
216-578-0850. Update from Browns practice today. All players on the 53 are practicing for the second straight day. Good news there. Totally healthy headed
Duke
into week number one. So that is very, very good. Duke Johnson, Johnny Manziel, both on the practice field. Everybody on the 53 is there. For those fantasy players, though, some bad news out of Tampa Bay. Mike Evans still sidelined by his hamstring injury, not practicing again today for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vincent Jackson could be very busy.
Now that means something to me. In the past, it would have meant nothing.
It would have meant
nothing. So now I'm immediately going to jump onto my league, see if the guy that I have that I'm playing this week has Mike Evans, and see who he's got on his bench. Is that what I should do?
You should.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go now. Let's go now to Rodney on his cell phone. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Hey, healthy. That's a good start for the year.
Yes, it's a good place to be.
Okay, guys, I got to throw this at you with Cardale Jones.
Don't throw too hard.
Okay. I love the guy. I love what he's done in four games for the Buckeyes. I'd love to have him come out tomorrow and say, you know what? Don't even draft me. I'm only going to go to the Cleveland Browns, just like the Manning brothers and all those other guys. I'd love to see that as a Browns fan. My thing is the sampling of this kid, four games. Have you not four very big games, two unbelievably strong teams we went up against? I just don't know what makes everyone think that his talent is going to switch to the NFL. We're not running an NFL-style offense for the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're obviously not going against NFL-style defenses in college. I hope the kid, if he's smart enough to read defenses, because I believe his pocket presence is decent, he's got the size and the arm strength, but I don't know why we're so excited over somebody that, you know, we've had so many quarterbacks come out of college never meet it. Just wonder about your opinion on that.
I think that in itself, you know, your last comment was why Nathan and I yesterday talked about the Fail for Cardale campaign, you know, being an utter disaster. And how many other players, you know, Matt Barkley coming back for a year, getting exposed, going from, and this is old CBA, he probably cost himself $55 million. And now he's a guy in the NFL competing with Tim Tebow to play quarterback for a team.
Yeah. I don't know what we're we haven't even played a game yet.
Silly comment to me is, and depict this young man as if he were your son. Hey, son, give up your ability to go make a life-changing amount of money in the National Football League and go all in on one team. So you know the mentality of a football player, regardless of where you were born and raised, you can be in another country. Whatever team is writing you checks is your favorite team in the entire world. So he could have been born in Cleveland and played for Cleveland State if we had a football team and be drafted by the Chargers. The Chargers are his favorite team in the country. I love the city of Cleveland and wish well for the Browns, but the Chargers are my favorite team. Why? Because there's a lightning bolt on a check every 2 weeks for a significant amount of money for me to play the quarterback position. And that's the mentality of Cardale Jones. The connection with Cleveland, the connection with Ohio State makes a lot of sense, and I understand the hysteria, but it is so unrealistic. It's so unrealistic. If the Browns didn't have a need at strong safety, Dante Whitner wouldn't be a Brown. It's right. The truth. He'd be somewhere else playing Pro Bowl strong safety if the Browns did not have a need, but we did.
He went from Buffalo to San Francisco, and he even said that that time the Browns didn't even call him. Let's go to John in Sandusky. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for staying positive most of the time. I like you guys in the afternoon.
Thank you.
You got it, man.
I was listening. I was listening this morning, and they were talking about how you don't how our quarterback situation isn't set up for us to succeed long term, and you know, because we don't know what we have with Johnny. I think they said something about like 50 passes that he's attempted in the NFL. You look at Josh McCown being an older guy, and then you talk about those people wanting to fail for Cardale. Don't you feel like that with next year's draft class, there's going to be a lot of quarterback possibilities that we aren't necessarily pigeonholed into having to take Cardale or having to be a top five draft pick to get a good quarterback to develop? Because, I mean, ideally, if this plan works, McCown's going to be here for 2 years and can win some games for us. I mean, last year we didn't think we were going to be, when the season started, 7-4, leading our division in November. I mean, do you feel like, you guys being the positive ones, that we as an organization, though we've been struggling at the quarterback, are we in a position where we can develop a quarterback, if it's Johnny or if it's somebody else, and maintain and build off a 7-9 to go 9-7 or 11-5?
Well, we'll have to find that out when we play the games. I think 11-5 might be ambitious. I think this team is going to continue to take strides, and it will need the quarterback. But as I look outside, what I don't see is snow on the ground. What I don't see is a calendar that says 2016 at the end of it. Why are we talking about the draft and who the Browns are going to draft? They haven't played a freaking game this season yet. It's week one. They're about to play the Jets to open the season, and we're talking about whether or not they need to draft Cardale Jones, or Cardale Jones is going to declare he's only playing for the Cleveland Browns. Let's play some football this year before we talk about the draft. Please. Please.
I'm with you.
All right. When we come back, they're playing the Jets. Week one is 3 days away. The NFL season is kicking off tonight.
And an analyst who does not like the Cleveland Browns has us winning the first three games. Can we at least enjoy the start of this
season?
Let's
at least enjoy the three games that Pete Prisco has so kindly bequeathed to us. Come on. Let's go. When we come back, we're going to hear from the offensive coordinator of your Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo, talking about this game on Sunday against the Jets and not the 2016 NFL Draft. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.